Hello, good morning. How are you today? Any other short people? No? Okay. Hey, you know what? I have a favorite t-shirt. And I wanted to show you today, and I have a model here
who is wearing
my favorite t-shirt. Looks good on you, Chuck.
Let's see.
It's good. Let me describe the shirt, Mariah, so everybody can see. Up here on a beam, like say on a high rise when they're building skyscrapers and you're sitting on a long metal beam, we have about 12 superheroes. We have Superman, Batman, Iron Man, Aquaman, the Hulk, the Flash, and who's that guy? Mariah, who's he?
I don't know.
Captain America.
That's right, Captain America. Wait, good job, Chuck.
It was upside down.
That's good. It did. It has a little shadow there. He's right next to Jesus. And so Jesus is seated in the middle. And what Jesus is saying is, and that's how I save the world. And that's how I save the world. Chuck, you don't mind being a model today, do you?
No.
Yeah, do you have a favorite superhero?
No.
Yeah. Work with me, Chuck. How about as a kid? Did you ever have one as a kid?
Yeah, Superman.
Superman, of course.
Superman.
Me too.
Watched him every week.
Yes, Superman. Anybody else have superhero friends? Batman. Who else?
Wonder Woman
is a good one. Yeah, where is she? She's not up
there?
Okay, oversight. And what else? Any other superheroes we like growing up? Yeah?
Jesus.
Huh? Jesus. That's good. Excellent. Anybody else? So the cool thing about superheroes is, with all of these, is they do amazing things, and they usually have at least one power that they really got it down. For instance, what's one of Superman's special powers? Oh, please, come on, Superman. He can fly. Yes, that's why else to have the cape if you can't fly, huh?
X-ray vision.
X-ray vision he has. Sure, he strength, right? He can bend an iron bar. He's faster than a locomotive. Right? Right. Leap tall buildings at a single bound? Of course. You've never heard this before.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Faster than a speeding bullet. All right, how about Batman? Now, Batman is interesting because he's a human being. He has his alter identity. So he's really just Wayne Gordon during... No, he's Bruce Wayne during the day. Thank you. And Batman, he has special skills and power. So he has that cool utility belt. And he has special skills, and he can just move around in the cloak of darkness. And he's just very, very cool. How about Iron Man? What kind of special skills does he have?
I don't know.
Iron Man, you do not watch enough comics. How about Iron Man? What does he do? Smart guy, has lots of inventions. How about the Hulk?
He picks up cars.
That's a handy gift. But what one of the things that's true for all the superheroes, Mariah, is that all the superheroes have at least one thing that actually makes it impossible for them to do anything good. It's their honey, what do we call it?
Kryptonite.
What?
Kryptonite.
Vulnerability, yes, that's such a big word.
That was my next guess.
Good. Thank you, Chuck. Vulnerability. They all have a vulnerability. You know, a vulnerability is something that makes whatever we want to do positive, it kind of holds us back. It enables us to be held back so that we can't move forward. So Superman's vulnerability is kryptonite. And if he comes near this special element that came from the planet in which he was born, kryptonite, he's totally weak. And eventually, if he's in front of kryptonite for long enough, he'll just die. So superheroes are very cool, and they have lots of fun things. They help us identify that all of us have sort of an alternate identity about ourselves. We have our ordinary self, and then we have the self we want to become. We, like, for instance, you called out Wonder Woman when we were mentioning superheroes. You know, it's nice to idolize and to think about other people with great gifts because it inspires us to do great things. For example, in school, you could be a superhero. A superhero is someone who holds a chair for someone who's stumbling to sit down. It's someone who picks up books when somebody drops them. It's helping your great-grandmom get out of the car. It's doing these things. But a real hero is someone who sacrifices their life for the benefit of others. And that's something that all of these superheroes don't do. They don't sacrifice their life for others. They do lots of wonderful things. But also another thing about them is they're not real. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, is much more than a superhero. To call Jesus a superhero is fine, but he's like a superhero because he's not a superhero, he's a super savior. Because Jesus is one who gave his life, sacrificed his life, so that our sins would be forgiven. Those things that keep us from having a dynamic, loving relationship with God, Jesus took care of those things when he went to the cross. He died, but he rose again. Jesus' superhero strength is that he's sinless, he's the Son of God, and has invited us into a relationship with him. You know, Superman doesn't walk around and say, hey, would you like to be like Superman? He doesn't do that. Batman, what does Batman do? Does he have Batman training camp in the summer? I don't think so. Or how about even Wonder Woman? Does she want to give somebody her special gifts, defending? No, she doesn't. But Jesus invites us. He says, listen, not only am I like awesome and amazing, and I forgive your sins, and I invite you to live your life with me. In fact, I want you to be like me. That's something that Superman and Aquaman and Captain America just would never do. Because as awesome as they are, they don't have that personal relationship. Batman doesn't, he has fans, but he doesn't have friends. You know, it isn't Superman doesn't walk around with his little fan club and walk around all day and they want to listen and take notes watching Superman. But Jesus is different. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive and is forever with us. And so I want you to remember that all these superheroes have wonderful ideas and they can inspire us to do great things. But Jesus inspires you to tell your own story. Just like Jesus here, now that's how I saved the world. Jesus is telling us a story. Every day, every week in church, in Bible studies, and in prayer groups, we rehearse Jesus' story because Jesus says, not only did I do all of this for you, I want you to be like me, and I'm going to show you how. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for inspiring us to do sometimes impossible things, crazy things, dreaming big, to just think of how you have blessed us and gifted us to be generous and compassionate and loving and forgiving. You've given us these things because you've shown us the way. So I thank you for Mariah today. And I thank you for her dreams. And I thank you for the story that she can be a hero in her own story. That she can live her very best life as she follows Jesus, our super savior, and we thank you for him and ask your blessing on Mariah and all the children in our church community and Kate May today. In Jesus' name, amen.